Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 11. Sri Krishna Chaitanya accepts prasadam at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya. One day, Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya came before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with folded hands, submitting a request. Since all the Vaishnavas had returned to Bengal, there was a good chance that Lord Chaitanya would accept an invitation. Sarvabhauma said, "Please accept my invitation for lunch for 1 month." "Oh, my dear Bhatta Acharya, that is not possible because that is against the religious principles of a sannyasi." "All right then, please accept the invitation for 20 days." "No, that is also not a religious principle of the renounced order." When Sarvabhauma requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to accept lunch for 15 days, Lord Chaitanya then said, "I shall accept lunch at your place for 1 day only." Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya then caught hold of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, submissively begging, "Oh, please accept lunch for at least 10 days. In this way, by and by, Lord Chaitanya reduced the duration to 5 days. And thus, for 5 days, Sri Krishna Chaitanya regularly accepted the Bhatta Acharya's invitation for lunch. After this, Sarvabhauma said, "My lord, there are 10 sannyasis with you." Sarvabhauma then submitted that Paramananda Puri Goswami would accept a 5-day invitation at his place, for this had already been settled before Lord Chaitanya. Sarvabhauma then said, "Damodar Swarupa is my intimate friend, so he will come sometimes with you and sometimes alone. The other 8 sannyasis will accept invitations for 2 days each. And in this way, there will be engagements for each and every day during the entire month. If all the sannyasis came together, then it would not be possible for me to pay them proper respects, and I would therefore become an offender. Sometimes you will come alone to my place, and sometimes you will be accompanied by Swarupa Damodara." Having this arrangement confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Bhatta Acharya became very glad and immediately invited Lord Chaitanya to his house on that very day. Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya's wife was known as Shatira Mata, the mother of Shati. She was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya and was affectionate like a mother. After returning to his home, Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya gave orders to his wife, and his wife, Shatira Mata, began cooking with great pleasure. At Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya's house, there was always a full stock of food. Whatever spinach, vegetables, fruit, and so on were required, Sarvabhauma collected and brought back home. Sarvabhauma personally began to help Shatira Mata cook. She was very experienced and knew how to cook nicely. On the southern side of the kitchen were 2 rooms for offering food, and in one of them the food was offered to Shalagram Narayana. The other room was for Lord Chaitanya's lunch. Sri Krishna Chaitanya's lunchroom was very secluded, and it was newly constructed by Bhatta Acharya. The room was so constructed that there was only 1 door opening on the outside, which served as an entrance for Lord Chaitanya, and there was another door attached to the kitchen, and it was through this door that the food was brought. First, 3 manas of cooked rice, almost 6 pounds, was poured onto a big banana leaf. Then the whole stack of rice was mixed with so much yellowish and fragrant clarified butter, ghee, that it began to overflow the leaf. There were also a number of pots made of the bark of banana trees and the leaves of the keya plant. These pots were filled with various cooked vegetables and placed on all sides of the leaf. There were about 10 kinds of spinach, a soup called sukta, which was made with bitter nimba leaves, a pungent preparation made with black pepper, a mild cake made of fried curd, and buttermilk mixed with small fried pieces of dal. There were preparations of dugda, dugda tumbi, kushmanda, besara, lafra, mocha ghanta, mocha bhaja, and other vegetables. There were unlimited quantities of vridha kushmanda buddy, phula buddy, fruits, and various roots. Other preparations included eggplant mixed with newly grown nimba leaves fried together, light buddy, fried patola, and fried rounds of squash and pumpkin. There was a soup made with fried herb dal and mung dal, which defeated nectar. There were also sweet chutney and 5 or 7 kinds of sour preparations, beginning with badamla. There were badas made of mung dal, herb dal, and of sweet bananas. And there were sweet rice cakes, coconut cakes, and various other cakes. There were kanji bada, dugda chida, dugda laklaki, and various cakes that I am unable to describe. Sweet rice mixed with ghee was poured onto an earthen pot and mixed with champa kala, condensed milk, and mango. Other preparations included a very delicious churned curd and a variety of Sunday sweetmeats. Indeed, all the various eatables available in Bengal and Orisha were prepared. The Bhattacharya thus prepared a great variety of food and spread a fine cloth over a white wooden platform. On 2 sides of the stack of food were pitchers filled with scented cold water. The flowers of the tulsi tree were placed atop the mound of rice. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also included several types of food that had been offered to Lord Jagannath. These included sweet balls, known as Amrita Gutika, sweet rice, and cakes. But all of these were kept separate. When everything was ready, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there alone after finishing his midday duties. Since Sri Krishna Chaitanya knew the heart of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, after Sarvabhauma washed Lord Chaitanya's feet, Lord Chaitanya entered the room to take his lunch. Lord Chaitanya was a little astonished to see the gorgeous arrangement, and gesturing, Sri Krishna Chaitanya spoke to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. "Oh my, this is most uncommon. How was this arrangement of rice and vegetables finished within 6 hours? Why, even 100 men cooking on 100 stoves could not possibly finish all these preparations within such a short time. I do hope the food has already been offered to Krishna, since I see that there are tulsi flowers upon it." "Oh, my dear Bhattacharya, you are most fortunate, and your endeavor is successful, for you have offered such wonderful food to Radha and Krishna. Why, indeed, the color of the rice is so attractive, and its aroma so good. It appears that Radha and Krishna have directly taken it. My dear Bhattacharya, your fortune is very great. How much shall I praise you? I also am very fortunate to be able to take the remnants of this food. Now, take away Krishna's sitting place and put it aside. Then give me prasadam on a different plate." "My Lord, it is not so wonderful, because everything has been made possible by the energy and mercy of him who will eat the food. My wife and I did not especially exert ourselves in the cooking, but he by whose power the food has actually been prepared knows everything. Now, please sit in this place and take your lunch. No, this place is worshipable because it was used by Krishna. My Lord, both the food and the sitting place are the Lord's mercy. If you can eat the remnants of the food, then what is the offense in your sitting in this place? Yes, my dear Bhatta Acharya, you have spoken correctly, for the Shastras enjoin that the devotee can partake of everything left by Krishna. Uddhava once said, "My dear Lord Krishna, the garlands, scented substances, garments, ornaments, and other such things which have been offered to you may later be used by your servants. And by partaking of these things and eating the remnants of food which you have left, we will be able to conquer the illusory energy." But, my dear Bhatta Acharya, there is so much food here, it will be impossible to eat all of it. My dear Lord, I know how much you can eat. After all, at Jagannath Puri, you eat 52 times a day, and each time you eat hundreds of buckets filled with prasadam. At Dwaraka, you keep 16,000 queens in 16,000 palaces, and also there are 18 mothers and numerous friends and relatives of the Yadu dynasty. In Vrindavan, you also have your father's elder brothers, your father's younger brothers, your maternal uncles, husbands of your father's sisters, and many cowherder men. And there are also cowherder boyfriends. And you eat twice a day, morning and evening, in the house of each and every one of them. Indeed, at the Govardhan Puja ceremony, you ate stacks of rice. So in comparison to that, this small quantity is not even a morsel for you. I know you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas I am a most insignificant living being. Therefore, please accept this little quantity of food from my house. So after hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and sat down to eat. The Bhatta Acharya, with great pleasure, first offered Lord Chaitanya the prasadam from the Jagannath temple. The following are purports to this section by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. A sannyasi should not cook for himself or accept an invitation to eat at a devotee's house continuously for many days. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very kind and affectionate toward his devotees, and yet Lord Chaitanya would not accept a long invitation at Sarvabhauma's house. Out of affection, Lord Chaitanya accepted only 5 days within the month. The 10 sannyasis living with Lord Chaitanya were Paramananda Puri, Swarup Damodar, Brahmananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Vishnu Puri, Keshava Puri, Krishnananda Puri, Narsinga Tirtha, Sukhananda Puri, and Satyananda Bharati. During the entire month, consisting of 30 days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would visit Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya for 5 days, and Paramananda Puri Goswami would also visit for 5 days. Swarup Damodar would visit for 4 days, while the other 8 sannyasis for 2 days each. In this way, the 30 days of the month would be filled. Among the followers of the Vedic way, the Shalagram Shila, the Vigraha of Narayan, is worshipped in the form of a stone ball. In India, every Brahmana still worships the Shalagram Shila in his home. Vaishyas and Kshatriyas may also engage in this worship, but it is compulsory in the house of a Brahmana. This description of the food contained in this section, prepared for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is given by Kaviraj Goswami himself, who, it is assumed, was an expert cook who knew both how to prepare and how to serve food. Although the remnants of food left by Jagannath were brought into the Bhattacharya's house, they were kept separate from the preparations Sarvabhauma made at his home. For it sometimes happens that prasadam is mixed with a larger quantity of food and then distributed. But in this case, we find that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya kept the Jagannath prasadam separate. Sarvabhauma kept it aside particularly for the satisfaction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to etiquette, things used by Krishna should not be used by anyone else, and similarly, things used by the spiritual master should also not be used by anyone else. That is etiquette. Whatever is used by Krishna or the spiritual master is worshipable. In particular, their sitting or eating places should not be used by anyone else. A devotee, therefore, must be very careful to observe this. In the Hare Krishna movement, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the dancing in ecstasy, and the eating of the remnants of food offered to the Lord are very, very important. One may be illiterate or incapable of understanding the philosophy, but if one partakes of these three items, he or she will certainly be liberated without delay. The Bhagavatam verse quoted by Lord Chaitanya was spoken by Uddhava to Lord Krishna. This was during the time when the Uddhava Gita was spoken. At that time, there was some disturbance in Dwaraka, and Lord Krishna decided to leave the material world and enter the spiritual world. Uddhava could understand the situation, and Uddhava talked with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Krishna's pastimes in this material world are called Prakrita Lila, or manifest pastimes, and Krishna's pastimes in the spiritual world are called Aprakrita Lila, or unmanifest pastimes. By unmanifest we mean that they are not present before our eyes. It is not that Lord Krishna's pastimes are non-existent. No, they are going on exactly as the sun is shining perpetually. But when the sun is present before our eyes, we call it daytime or manifest. And when it is not present, we call it night or unmanifest. Those who are above the jurisdiction of night are always in the spiritual world, where the Lord's pastimes are constantly manifest to them. As the Brahma Samhita confirms, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Prativavitavis Tavirya Eva Nijarupataya Kalabhi Goloka Eva Nivasati Akilatma Bhuto Govindam Adi Purushang Tamahang Bhajami Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yang Shyama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam Govindam Adi Purushang Tamahang Bhajami. I, Lord Brahma, worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who resides in his own realm, Goloka, along with Radha, who resembles Krishna's own spiritual figure, and who embodies the ecstatic potency, Khladani. Radha and Krishna's companions are Radha's confidants, who embody extensions of her bodily form and who are imbued and permeated with ever-blissful spiritual rasa. I, Lord Brahma, worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is Shyama Sundara, Krishna himself, with inconceivable innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion tinged with the salve of love. In Dwaraka, Lord Krishna had 18 mothers, Devaki, Rohini, and others. Besides these was Krishna's foster mother, Yashoda, in Vrindavan. Lord Krishna also had many uncles. The elder brothers of Nanda Maharaj were Upananda and Abhinanda. The younger brothers of Nanda Maharaj were Sananda and Nandana, also known as Sunanda and Pandava. Sri Krishna's maternal uncles are Yashodhara, Yashodeva, and Sudeva. The husbands of Nanda Maharaj's sisters, Mahanila and Sunila, are Krishna's aunts. A sannyasi is expected to collect a little food from each and every householder. That is to say, sannyasis should take whatever one requires to eat. This system is called madhukari. The word madhukari comes from the word madhukar, meaning honey-collecting bees. For bees collect a little honey from each flower, and all these small quantities of honey accumulate to become a beehive. Sannyasi should therefore collect a little from each and every householder, and should eat simply what is necessary to maintain the body. Being a sannyasi, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could collect a little food from the house of Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, and this was the Bhatta Acharya's request. Compared to the food eaten by the Lord on other occasions, the Bhatta Acharya's feast was not even a morsel. This is what the Bhatta Acharya pointed out to Lord Chaitanya. Recorded February 12, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Gai Gora Madhur Sware. Gai Gora Madhur Sware. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gai Gora Madhur Sware. Gai Gora Madhur Sware. Griye thako, vane thako, sada hari bole dako. Suke duke bulo nako, vadane hari naam koro re. Gai gora madhur sware. Gai Gora Madhur Sware. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gora Madhur Swarehi, Jai Gora Madhur Swarehi.
Whether you are a householder or whether you are a sannyasi, constantly chant Hari, Hari. Do not forget this chanting of the holy name of God, whether you are in a happy condition or a distressful one. Just fill your lips with the Hari Nam.